This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ooh, I like this one. Someone says Rob Brenton versus everyone that is washed. CDOT versus the Kiss Cam.
Yeah.
Somebody says Tigers play at Mizzou Arena. They took Paige off the name.
I know. 20 years ago.
I didn't know that. I Mizzou Arena, I should have known that. I know it's Norm Stewart Court.
Mm-hmm.
More handsome. Norm Stewart, Randy Johnson.
Norm.
Wow, that's tough. Austin versus The Rock in the WWE. Great rivalry. Started WrestleMania 14 last night.
14? Yeah. What year is that?
1998.
God.
The heavyweight championship.
Was it WWF still then?
It was.
Yep.
The heavyweight. You might remember this, actually. The championship match was between Stone Cold Steve Austin and Shawn Michaels, and the guest referee was Mike Tyson.
Oh, that's right. I remember Tyson was on that. Yeah.
Yep. Big Mike Tyson. I mean, they had Don King, dude.
I met Don King a number of times. Once
jealous.
At the Super Bowl and had him on. I mean, it was great. I mean, it was unbelievable. Like, this is Don King sitting here, man. Did we lose Don?
No.
No, he's still around,
you know,
right?
If we lost Don.
Yeah, it's probably true.
I will Google search Don King and realize that he's probably not with us
anymore. No, I think Don's still around.
I feel like you'd have to know.
Yeah, I think we would have known if Don King died, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
He is definitely alive at the age of 94.
Holy cow.
Born in 1931 on August 20th.
Oh, my God. It's the day before my father was born 12 years. No, my dad was born in 49. Don King was born in... He's 15 years older than my father. My God.
Yeah.
So Don King couldn't be my grandpa.
Damn, he's 6'2"? All right.
Don King is 6'2"?
That's what it says.
I don't remember him being that tall.
That's going to be part of the hair,
I was going to say when the hair's up.
Well, yeah. The hair is up, maybe. Yeah, that is true. But I remember having him on at the Super Bowl in San Diego when it was the Barrett Robbins Super Bowl where he got lost in Tijuana. It was the Raiders and Bucks. And I remember Don King coming in. He just walked around with American flags. Even I'm doing his thing. I'm like, this guy is all show, man. It was so good.
Have you seen
fun.
Have you seen Will Smith's rendition of Ali?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it good?
I thought it was good.
I loved it.
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
Oh, I think it's John Voight plays Howard Cosell.
Oh.
And they go into the rivalry of Cosell and Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
And like Howard Cosell's like, Muhammad, I wasn't going to bring this up, but the people say you're not the man you were 2 years ago.
I know who is.
And he goes, Howard, I wasn't going to bring this up neither, but you ain't the man you used to be 1 year ago. It's the best lie of the whole movie.
But that is fantastic. Like, that rivalry, man.
Oh, it's huge.
You were watching, though, I would assume I wasn't alive, but part of the reason was, I mean, you wanted to see what Howard and you know, Muhammad were going to do with each other.
You want to know a funny story about Howard Cosell and my family?
Yeah.
My dad's father, George Likens, wrote a handwritten letter to Monday Night Football to please take Howard Cosell off the broadcast.
Oh, my God. That is fantastic.
So it's been going on for years.
Oh, my God. He's probably writing a letter from the grave about the Leawood City Hall being closed today, too.
He's rolling in his grave the way things are going in today's world.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so, yeah.
More rivalries. Sub-Zero versus Scorpion. Bink versus men with short arms.
Yeah.
That's great. I love that one. That's good. Yeah. Take the day.
Dusty versus the Breakfast of Champions at UCM Homecoming. Better believe it. Four consecutive years. One did get me in trouble. And then Dusty and Nick Short versus the coach guy who called Pat a gimmicky quarterback.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, that Jason.
We all remember that day.
Yeah. What's he doing now?
Podcast.
That's right. So nothing.
Him and Whitlocker boys.
They are. That's right. I did see that. Yeah, Whitlock and Jason Brown are hanging out.
Shout out Breakfast of Champions. Shout out East Village.
Yeah, shout out. Okay. Cue the music as we get to the latest update for the Royals and their stadium. So now the East Village is being championed by Mayor L, who 2 years ago said the East Village wasn't good and said, we don't want to be in the East Village. Let's move this thing to the Crossroads District at the last hour. They said the East Village, I guess, wasn't, you know, sufficient enough to do it. MoDOT was going to have to maybe move a road or something like that. So the mayor, who did not want the East Village location and forced them to move to the Crossroads District, is now out here telling everybody, hey, the East Village looks good if the Royals are interested in the East Village. Yeah, L, we had this 2 years ago. That probably would have passed. And so we're back to square zero now with this thing. Kansas, they've got a deal done with the Royals, if they choose to accept it. North Kansas City, probably same thing. And now you've got council members downtown saying, we think they're going to take the Washington Square Park spot, which is the worst of all of the locations by far to build a baseball stadium this town. I've always liked the East Village location. I've been telling people since 2021 it was going to go in the East Village. Then Mayor L got involved, vote failed, and here we sit. And now we're going back to potentially the East Village on this thing? Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a mess this whole thing has become for the Kansas City Royals. And there's some damage control going on yesterday. Well, everything you're hearing isn't true and all this kind of stuff. I'm like, is it? What is the truth? Because nobody's saying anything. Nobody's telling the public anything. And every elected official in every district is running out there going, yeah, I think we're going to get the Royals.
Mm-hmm. I think they're going to stay at the Truman Sports Complex.
They may have to end up staying there.
It's all part of the plan.
The Save the K people are going to be real happy, right? I think they have a better chance of being in Nashville, Tennessee than they do at the K after 2030.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Stop that talk.
Well,
no, it's true.
I know. I just don't want to hear that.
Yeah, like based on what you know, like just it'd be conjecture, obviously, Bob. Like, where are we at with that? Like, is Nashville Royals actually becoming a possibility?
Not at this moment, but I did talk to somebody in baseball. Said the Nashville group's ready. So they've got the money. They're ready to go.
So if they keep effing around and being disorganized over here, that becomes a larger possibility.
It could. Depending. I mean, when you got 25 owners, too, that are involved in ownership, you got to get everybody kind of on the same page to do the right thing. And I think when these guys bought the team, I think the biggest thing that, was presented to people in ownership to have the opportunity to build this real estate area. They're all, money guys. They know how to develop money and real estate and all that kind of stuff. And I think the big, you're not going to make money off a baseball team by owning it. You make money when you sell the baseball team, or you make money around the stadium. And I think a lot of these guys invested into the Kansas City Royals knowing that we were going to build a stadium with a village and a real estate development area that's going to give us return on our investment, and we're going to start making all this money and putting it back into the ball club and doing all these good things. And here we are 2 years later, and Kansas is going, we're done talking. We've got a deal. If you want it, you know what it is. North Kansas City, same way. Downtown saying, mayor saying East Village, councilman saying, we think Washington Square Park. Is anybody organized in this thing, or are all these elected officials now just out here talking because the Royals don't know what's going on? And I tend to think it's probably because they don't know what the Royals are going to do, because every jurisdiction now is claiming they think they're going to get the baseball team.
If he goes to Washington Square Park, then you get a Boulevardia down there at the stadium.
Boulevardia's canceled.
Oh, it is? It's done?
They said it today. I just saw it. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was literally like on the news earlier. Boulevardia out.
Oh, probably because of the World Cup.
Probably so.
So it's just a 1 year thing.
Yeah, I would imagine.
That makes sense, because they always do it like in June and July, and they're like, Boulevardia, World Cup.
But it's not going to happen this year. But see, the other thing about the Washington Square Park thing is that then you're going to go around the will of the voters. I mean, the voters told you no 2 years ago. And I do believe, after talking to a lot of people, it was because of the Royals vote. They didn't want the stadium in their neighborhood. It wasn't much of about the Chiefs. I think maybe some people voted because the Chiefs thing was, but I think the majority of people voted no were in that downtown area that did not want that ballpark in their neighborhood. And then you're going to circumvent the will of the people and just plant it down there. Like, this whole thing, man, has just become.
You ever met billionaires?
I know. It really is just become an unbelievable mess that didn't have to be, because when I was in Topeka, they're like, yeah, we'll see you in 2 weeks. I mean, everybody up there thought this thing was done with the Kansas City Royals. I talked to numerous people. They're like, yeah, let's talk after the Royals deal is done. I mean, like, this got that far where people of significance in Topeka, Kansas were coming up to me and saying, hey, we'll see you in a couple of weeks. We wanted to do these separately. We wanted to have a blue day for the Royals and a red and yellow day for the Chiefs, and they each deserve their own separate day. What are we doing here?
I know I sound selfish, but I'm all in favor of Washington Square Park.
I know, but that's not what's best for the ball club.
That's why I said I sound selfish.
Yeah.
I think that location is cool. I think the backdrop of it, like the envision of me being in my 40s and watching Sunday Night Baseball, and it's the leading AL Central Royals, and there's, Liberty Memorial in the background, there's the bridge, there's the Broadway, is running that way, and you're just like, all right, this is, to me, that's, to me, that. But again, I know you can. I mean, it's selfish, but like that's also still in Missouri.
So yeah, 816 degrees, great location next to Union Station and Liberty Memorial would be iconic. Demolition of other buildings at minimum.
Well, but that's the other thing. You have to acquire those other minimums. And I know John's been in meetings with the folks who run Crown Center and talking to them. I don't know if they're going to try to buy Crown Center or, you know, whatever the case may be. But, I mean, if you're going to have folks and invest in a team, you've got to give them that option to make that money with that real estate. And that's how you make money in Major League Baseball. Now with your TV deal gone, too. You know, we saw that yesterday. Nobody has TV deals anymore in Major League Baseball because that FanDuel thing went, you know, belly up. So I guess you don't have to worry about the FanDuel app anymore. I don't know.
Did you see the funny tweet from the Tigers?
Yes.
The tiger was the picture, and it just says eliminated.
Eliminated.
And he thought he lost his job. That's to me like, I was like, there we go. Yeah.
The tiger mascot's like, what? What did I do? But yeah, 9 teams lost their TV contracts yesterday in Major League Baseball. So you've got to generate as much money in your market as you possibly can. Washington Square Park is beautiful. Doesn't give you the opportunity to generate the money you need to put the best successful baseball product on the field.
Somebody's really down bad from the 913. I think KC and the KC Metro and the state of Missouri will totally screw up this Royals Stadium issue, and the Royals will move to Nashville or Charlotte. We might as well get used to saying the Nashville Royals right now. You watch your tongue.
Worst case scenario, they can take the deal that they, you know, agreed to in principle with the state of Kansas. I mean, they've got options.
And then from the 816 says, don't worry. Mayor Lucas told Carrington he's very comfortable with the conversations that are ongoing. I don't know if this is the audio that I want.
Patrick Mahomes is a gimmick quarterback.
There it is, yeah. Mayor Lucas said something? Yeah, because he was right on the stadium for the Chiefs, right?
Right.
He nailed that one.
I was hoping to find that rant. I figured that it would be saved, but yeah. No, I don't know. It's just, can it just be done?
Yes. I heard yesterday from somebody, it's going to be close. You've been saying that for a year. And that's part of the problem that people have with this. Is John Sherman has told people, oh, we'll have it at the end of last year. Then we're going to have it in June. Then it's going to be midsummer. Like, they've continued to just ignore these deadlines that they've been giving themselves. And then you have the end of the year deadline. The Chiefs are all buttoned up. They do their thing. And here we are now going into the 10th day of January tomorrow. And we still don't have resolve on this thing with the Royals.
Maybe this is it.
Joe Burrow was 3-0 versus Mahomes, by the way. That's why the fun whole Burrowhead thing was started up. I don't believe in all that either. But what I'm telling you is, until that happened, Burrow had dominated Mahomes head-to-head. Do we agree?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But in games that meant nothing.
Just say yeah.
You've been talking for about 3 minutes, so I'm going to say something now, Jason. So you keep talking about all of these Chiefs fans that came on your show. I listened to your podcast yesterday. It was about 3 people, and you always want to go back to the idea that, well, you don't know football because you didn't play.
You didn't want to show. You didn't show up. It's not my fault. I can't force you to come on my show, bro.
Jason, with all due respect, sir, you coached in community college for 5 years. You're not exactly Chuck Knoll, okay? So don't sit here and try and lord over us about how much you know about football.
20 years.
And what do you do now? Stop. And what do you do now?
20 years. Dude, did you bring me on your show to talk crap, or did you bring me on your show? You sound like a fanboy.
I've let you talk for 15
minutes. I got 28 guys in the NFL, homeboy. I got 270 Division One. Yeah. I had 8 win the Super Bowl. What's your criteria? Send me your resume.
I just want to make sure.
You talk on the radio. Yeah. You're a fanboy.
Yeah, but did you
You're a fanboy on the radio.
But you said you didn't call Patrick Mahomes a gimmicky quarterback. Let me play this for you real quick.
Patrick
I
Mahomes
said he's in a gimmicky system that makes him a gimmicky quarterback.
No. You told me to listen to you all the way out, so I'm going to let you listen to me all the way. Listen to what you said here.
Patrick Mahomes is a gimmick quarterback.
What do I gimmick. Say to that?
Gimmick. Did you hear that?
Goodbye.
I mean, that
what
guy,
a fun day that was.
I mean, see, the funny
Shout
thing
out
is,
Nick Schroy.
Yeah, love you, Nick. The best part about that is that guy's like trying to talk trash on you guys. You were a failed JUCO coach, bro.
20 years, actually.
So you were so bad as a JUCO coach,
exactly.
Like nobody gave you an opportunity to even sniff like D2. And that's nothing against the JUCO ranks, but you were a JUCO coach for 20 years, sitting here calling Nick Schwert and Dusty a fanboy. What are you doing right now?
What a fun
Jason
day.
Brown.
I hung up on him faster. I hung up on Ned Yost, which actually happened. Coming up on the other side, we talked to the voice
Ned was
of the
not
Chief.
Happy.
No, he was not. That's 3 times in my life I've been kind of been.
Hey, I was talking and you hung up on me. Call me back.
Who is this guy? We'll get back to more rivalries in sports, but coming up, we get to our guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mitch Holt is the voice of the Chiefs. We got a 3-week tease that Mitch has to pay off for us here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.